Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gaper.io. Today we have Yair. Yair is the co-founder at EverMD. Yair, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
So give us a brief background about yourself, what you've been doing prior to EverMD.
Sure. So I'm trained in internal medicine. I've got my board certification about a year ago. Trained in SUNY Downstate, Kings County, for internal medicine residency, also trained in public health. And then in this entrepreneur space, I've previously founded two nonprofit startups, both education-based organizations.
Got it. And what was the inspiration behind co-founding EverMD? What was the story behind it? Were you guys, you know, what were you up to?
So, I've as a kid, you know, my parents are both doctors and my older brother's a doctor. A lot of my family, extended family, are physicians. So I've long heard of the problems within medicine and have long thought of a digital solution for information. But then when I was in medical school and I was in residency, I experienced it myself, that the issue of being with a patient, having an idea for the diagnosis and remembering that there is an algorithm of the next steps to follow, but not remembering every single detail of the different steps. And then on the other side, having the 20-page, 30-page, 40-page guidelines from the societies or the 2, 3, 4 emails that have come in over the last month from my organization about what I should be doing in these cases and not remembering where am I supposed to be looking. What's the next step that I should be doing? I'm with my patient, so I can't read 30 pages now. And just having this information overload was now a problem that I was facing. And so when I did an informatics elective at Columbia, I happened to meet PJ, my co-founder, one of my two. And PJ and I were having dinner over guacamole, actually. I remember it well. And he was telling me about projects that he has been doing over the past 5 years, 6 years or so on the side, that he was building my dream. Oh, wow. I told him, wow, you know, I've been dreaming of this for 20 years. You've been building for 5 years. Let's make something happen. And so we started on a... EverMD together. We looked later, had about 40,000 downloads from our free release. And, you know, during this time, we realized, hey, let's really turn this into more of a business idea. And in that regard, we seeked out some help from the Columbia Business School and got connected with an advisor, Lawrence, who was a business student at the time. And we loved working with him and appreciated his insights. And he became our third co-founder.
Wow, how's the journey been so far?
The journey's been amazing. It's, you know, it's really living my dream. Wow. Where my dream is to be able to give back and improve the world of medicine, because I'm at once practicing in it and at the other side, improving it.
So the last couple of years, we've seen multiple portals that have been very niche focused, right? So can we safely say that EverMD is the next Google when it comes down to medicine?
So we think of it maybe even as the next Apple. And, you know, Apple as an ecosystem where it can improve the world of technology and communication. So we're starting with an improving information access and information building within medicine. And as a platform that allows for the improvement where we empower others to continually improve.
That's interesting. So you guys just started off like 7-8 months before the pandemic, I believe.
So we became full-time just in July. But for the last 2 years or so, we have been up and running as a company.
Okay, got it. So how's the experience been, you know, just trying to make the conversation much more relevant towards today's time, right? So how's the experience been building a company during a pandemic, especially an early stage company during a pandemic?
So for us, we've been small enough that we've been able to be nimble. And so it's, you know, it's been okay. We have the three of us co-founders, and so we talk all the time. We utilize Zoom. We utilize Google Docs, HubSpot. So we have our tools that allow us to work together even remotely.
Got it. So, you know, founders are supposed to be workaholics, right? And with pandemic, especially the individuals living in New York or San Francisco, big cities, you know, where the space is limited. So everyone has been forced to work extra hours because no one was going out. Everyone was staying at home. And usually primarily in May, June, July, the burnouts were starting to feel, right?
Yeah.
So how have you guys coped up with that, and what measures you've taken at Evo to take care of the mental health of yourself as well as the team?
This is a really good question that I think we are only starting to really get into more now.
Okay.
So I think for ourselves, it is only that we feel it at different points. But in particular, because it's our shared dream, we don't feel that burnout as much. You know, when we are talking about how to grow our baby of AvoMD, we do whatever it takes at different points and at different times to allow for that growth and to foster it. When it comes to our employees and those who are working for us and those who are working with us, then it's a little bit of a different story. It's, you know, how do we make sure that they, of course, they have the shared dreams, but how do we make sure that things are regular and things are accounted for, and, you know, that you can have your personal time as well. And so the way we do that is by scheduling meetings in advance so that everybody can kind of incorporate that into their schedule.
Interesting. So my last question would be, what three productivity hacks you've adopted in your daily routine to be more productive? And an extension would be, where do you see AvoMD 3 years from now?
Okay, so let's take each of them. So productivity hacks. One is schedule your day. So if you can schedule your day, that includes scheduling in meetings, scheduling exercise time, scheduling in eating as like a rough draft of how you want for the day or for the week. The more it's scheduled out, but still allow for flexibility, the more you can actually do. The second productivity hack is don't forget to sleep. At least for me, it's, you know, I think, oh, I can accomplish all of these different things, but then I realize if I sleep, I can accomplish 10 times more fold in that time from when I'll be awake, even though I'll have those extra hours otherwise.
Yeah.
Third productivity hack is share what you're doing with other people because it will fuel you. And so if you can figure out how to light your fuel, whether it is by sharing with other people, which is a key for me, or some other way to light the fuel, and you can continually be productive. And so for me, it's really talking about what we do and talking about what we've been accomplishing and how we've been doing it and what the problem is that we're solving and why it's important. And that that gives me more fuel. And then where do we see Evo in 3 years? So in 3 years, we plan to be within hospitals, urgent cares, and clinics as the way that they create and distribute their algorithms and guidelines for all of their staff in the hospital, all of their clinical staff and otherwise. So it is both a workflow and clinical guideline tool. And then it's also the point of care tool that the physicians are using and that the clinicians are using on the other side. I think in approaching that 3-year mark, we're also going to be probably expanding beyond the B2B to the B2C space and working with even individual clinicians to be able to have a tool for themselves to be able to house, buy, and possibly even sell guidelines and algorithms from among themselves and from among these institutions who have the guidelines ready and to be able to buy them from them.
Got it. Yeah, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm sure we could have talked for more, but my marketing team forces me to keep them within 15 minutes. Thank you so much for being on the show and all the best with everyone.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.